record. Sorry about that.
A program that we've had probably in our fourth year. And so it's a program that Carmelo has inherited as the youth development educator. And so I'm going to turn it over to Carmelo to introduce our Tech Wizards mentor and do the presentation.
Good afternoon. I'm excited to have the opportunity to talk about the Tech Wizard program. It's a very fun and exciting program. Kids learn great skills. I have invited one of our mentors, Mr. Donovan Bruce. He's been with the program since day one. I've been in the position for roughly 5 months, so I thought that it would be a good idea to invite him to help me do the presentation. I think he could do make a very compelling story about what kids have gained from participating in the program. So I'm gonna give you a brief description, and then we're gonna do a very basic hands-on activity with the robots and the software that we use for our meetings. And you're all gonna get involved in, you know, the activities. So let me give you some of the basics of the program. The Tech Wizard program is an after-school program that exposes school-age youth to technology in small mentoring groups. Youth learn basic life and workforce skills to build stronger communities and to become equipped to compete in the 21st century job market. The program has the unique provide the unique opportunity for volunteers, such as corporate employees or, you know, people related to the technology industry, to volunteer and to become mentors and to teach kids and to share their expertise in science, workforce skills, and to work with local youth. This program is funded by the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention. It's a federal grant, and the grant was submitted by the University of Wisconsin Extension about 4 years ago, and four counties were chosen to be part of the program. And Kenosha is one of those four counties. Those counties are Crawford, Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and also Fort McCoy Military Base is part of the program. And the basic criteria to choose the sites for the program has to do with a rubric that the Department of Juvenile Justice has developed to identify schools that are in high-risk areas. We have two schools that comply with that criteria. One is Lincoln Elementary School, and the other is Washington. And those two schools were part of the grant, and so are their current sites. So, like Teddy mentioned, you know, I inherited the program, so I've been working to enhance the program and to expand access to the program. We have recently recruited 5 more mentors. These mentors come from different backgrounds. Some of them work in local industries. Some of them are retired teachers, and we even have a UW Barnside retired university professor that's going to be part of our team. Last week we have a training, or a program specialist from Madison came, and, you know, basically taught all the, you know, the basics about the program. There's a learning curve, but the new mentors are very excited about the program, so they're willing to learn as they teach. So when I started a couple of months ago, I had the opportunity to work with our, you know, mentors and our staff to prepare a rally or robotics competition among our two sites. And so we gathered both groups in Washington and Lincoln, and we did a competition in the ELCA Outreach Center. I have a brief presentation just to show you, you know, some of the aspects and some of the activities that were part of this rally. And Mr. Donovan will be able to explain, you know, some aspects of the competitions.
This competition, if you look at the mat before you right here, this is what we used with the mat. The object of this competition was to have the robot leave the start box, which is demonstrated there in green, and then go around to all four of the corners go back to where a stand was setting up on the little black dot right there and hit a ball. That was the challenge. And these wonderful youth were up to the challenge.
From the Boys and Girls Club.
Now, I would like to talk a little bit about the program. I guess in the first of all, I have to give you a little bit of background about myself. I'm a student over at Gateway Technical College. I'm studying to be a CSS, Computer Support Specialist. Previously, I worked for Heavy Equipment, Local 139 Operating Engineers. I've been in the Army. I've played sports my entire life and all this. So to me, this is like coaching. You know, and I enjoy it very much, mentoring the youth. You know, just, it's like football for your brain, pretty much to me. So I kind of emphasize on teamwork, collaboration, critical thinking, and problem solving. A lot of this will kind of demonstrate with these computers that are by you guys, and I'm actually going to teach you how to program a robot tonight. You guys ever think you're going to program a robot?
Absolutely.
No, absolutely? All right. Good to hear.
Isn't it as cool as BASIC on the Apple IIe when I was in grade school?
I remember those. You remember the Commodore 64s?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Going way back there. All right, so why is this important? We have to ask ourselves. With how the industry is going, it's all going to robotics. And this is kind of like a stepping stone for the youth to acclimate themselves into robotics and future work employment. With technology and engineering and just, you know, building the program up and doing what we have to do in order to properly prepare these kids for jobs in the future. So that's what we're doing. It's just, it's all about trying to think of the correct term, where it's
21st century workforce skills.
Yes, that sounds perfect. We meet regularly, once a week, and this is a once a week commitment all year long, even during the summertime. We mentor and meet the kids during the summertime, and it's going to be nice to actually have more than myself and Mary this year, so that'll be nice. That rally that you saw, that was the second rally that I had attended. The first rally that I attended was very similar to this one, but it was a district-wide rally. Instead of using just the Kenosha rally that we did, it was district-wide for all the different places that Carmelo had said earlier. And the Tech Wizards team from Kenosha that was mentored by myself took first place in that rally. That was an honor, and I had some wonderful youth at that time. Basically, we use the Lego Mindstorm right here. This is the robot. We have a brick right here, which is pretty much the brain of the robot. This right here is the ultrasonic sensor. Sounds really official, huh? basically it just detects distance in front of it. We have a sound sensor right here that, you know, we can program it to detect sound. One of the best programs that we have usually use it to start. You clap and you can start the program, or you can clap and stop the program from running.
So hopefully nobody's applauding.
There are, well, yes and no, because there's just like anything, it's set on a scale from 1 to 100. So depending on the scale that you set it, you know, maybe on a scale of 1, it'll stop at anything. But if you set it like 100, it'll take a really loud bang in order to stop it. We have a touch sensor here on the back that we used for, like, if the robot's backing up, it'll touch and it'll stop, and you can have it go forward or backwards or whatever. Then there's a light sensor on the front that actually pivots on this wonderful little program to where we can set it to see what's in front of it, or we can set it to where it goes downward like this. So it's a very versatile little robot that can do an array of different challenges. And we're going to go over some of the challenges, and I'm going to go through and have you guys do as many of them as we possibly can in the time that we have, just so you can get an idea about it. With what I do, I'm going to kind of give you guys a walkthrough of what I actually do with the youth step by step. And it's all about digital tracking, which I put in after I go off of these different sheets. And if you look, I have different things here with the youth. Like I have the week that we're on here, then I would put the youth's name on there. But each one of the youths have different duties because it's all point-based for me. So the youth has to set up and get ready, just kind of like how the computers are set up now around you. Then they get a point for participating, and they get a point for cleanup. One of the things that I really like to do is a word challenge with the youth, to where have them come up and tell me a nice complex word so that they can expand their vocabulary. You know, it's the more words that you can use and utilize, the more synapses you have in your head. So to me, that is very important to expand the youth's vocabulary, because our vocabulary and the words that we commonly use is shrieking. We've lost 10,000 words within the last two decades that were commonly used at once upon a time here in the United States. Then, of course, there is an extra credit point for whatever might come up during our different meetings. You know, so you might ask why I track this, you know, with this duty sheet right here. It's because during the course of the year, we might have the option of having enough students come in to where we have to build another robot. And who's ever the point lender at that time will get the privilege of building the robot. So there's that reward system there too. I don't like to just give out trophies or whatever to the kids like so many people do, just because they're worried about, making the kids feel bad about themselves. In the age that I grew up in, it's about, hey, you got to work for what you get. And being in the Army and everything else that I've done, to me, it's just common sense. And the kids absolutely love it. They love the reward system. So that's the way I do with that. And then I track with some of these sheets different aspects, such as on each one of these computers, there's an interface, and it'll go over the different challenges, such as the first challenge that we're going to have you guys work on is to play sound. It's a pretty basic challenge that doesn't take very long to do, and I think you guys are talented enough that you can get it done. So I'll put the date on there, and then on the top, there's like a little mentor section, where, you know, the mentor that goes there and makes sure that the youth did it correctly will put their initial on there. If a youth will go through and complete the entire sheet, they become a level one tech. Once they become a level one tech, they can sit there and be a mentor for the rest of the youth that aren't as advanced as they are. So they get that reward system built into this program also, which the kids like, wow, really, I can become a level one tech? And they do everything they can to progress as fast as they can through the sheet, and they work at their own pace. You know, it's just, we don't want to put any pressure on anybody, but if you can work at your own pace and do what it is you want to do, it works very well for the youth. On the back of the sheet, there's more challenges to where they can go through and they can complete that and they can become a level two tech, which is a little bit more advanced with some of the other programs that they have. And then there's like a the bottom one, it's a little dig-along. It's probably the most complex challenges that are on the interface. So that's kind of a basic overview of what we're going to do. If everybody can turn on the laptops, they're right here, and if you would pair up with a person, since we have, I believe, enough laptops here to where we can have two people per laptop.
So an extension colleague with a supervisor.
Yeah. That'll work.
So we need a supervisor to join this laptop and or with YIG.
Now, are there download cords?
Yeah,
I see a download cord. These are the download cords that we will be using.
How many stations are there, Carmelo?
Four stations.
Is this one or no?
This one is one station here.
This is a station here.
We have one here.
I think you can break in groups of three.
So Supervisor Gable will go over with Scalinski, and I'm going to sit here, so we're all set.
Well, what happens is once the computers are booted up and we can get into the Mindstorm program, the Legos program, what we're going to do is we're going to utilize the download cords right here and download the programs that you create onto the Mindstorms. But first of all, while these are booting up, I can have a volunteer to run her demonstration bot right here that we have. This is Rex.
Excuse me, Donovan, you said booting up. Are there something we're supposed to be doing to the computer?
Once they turn on.
Okay,
yeah.
Everybody's is on.
Everybody go, okay. If it's all on, go to the Mind NXT programming and double-click that and let it come up.
I just wanted to make sure they were doing something while you were talking.
Sure, I was just making sure.
NXT 2.1?
Yes, NXT 2.1.
Program or data log?
So this is Rex, and I've got him set up on a loop program to where he will move forward and work and then move backwards four or five times. I can't remember which one it is. But if you see, just like you guys, this orange button right here pretty much does everything. It'll move forward and it'll let you pick what program you want. So I'm going to software files and then robot walk. And in order to have execute the program, just run it. So he's going to walk forward for you guys. And he's on a low loop program. So he's just going to do what he's programmed to do. That's what computers do. Computers don't do anything on their own. You have to tell it what to do. So are all of your interfaces up to where you've got the Mindstorm? Okay, we're up right here. Okay, we are up here.
We don't know if we should be getting started or doing a software overview.
I will.
We don't have a download.
I will grab you a download. He's moonwalking, or he did.
Here's your guys. And does this optical sensor tip up, or is it always facing the radio?
Well, you can do either or. It's a very easy to manipulate here. You just pull it off, because it's a Lego program, and I don't do anything to hurt it. See the little tag right there?
Yeah.
then you just switch the pegs to for our instance, we'll probably won't go from the angle. Alright, so all the computers are up. Because what I want everybody to do is I want, if you guys are on there, I want you to click on the common palette. Yeah, just click on the common palette. Does everybody have the program list?
Yep.
Did you click on the common palette?
Yep.
Yes? Yes? We have the common palette over here?
Yes.
Alright. So once you get the common palette up, what I want you to do is I want you to go to program one. Play sound. If you guys remember from the lists right here, they are all in order. Now, I want you guys to notice that from the common palette, when you go back there, see how it's played sound. They're all numbered, and they're all in the count. So we have that track for the youth. Well, once we're on, yes, ma'am.
Donovan, do we need the cord plugged in?
Not yet. Okay, so once we're on play sound, is what I want everybody to go to next. It should be the tutorial, the challenge brief, right underneath. Go to the challenge brief. Click the challenge brief, and then go down to play. Okay, see what happened right there? It made a sound. That is the brief that we're going to do. We're going to make it have a sound. So underneath the challenge brief, I want you to go down to the building guide. Is everybody at the building guide?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. From the building guide, I want you to go and press, there should be a play on it, yes. Programming guide. And then it's going kind of fast, but if you use the little slider right there, you can slow it down. So once it runs all the way through, is what I want you to do is take the slider and kind of bring it back to the beginning so you can see exactly what it does.
So that's, yeah.
Does everybody kind of see what it's doing?
It's that little icon, so it's like a Lego part.
It's moving it over here. How do I
manage
the screen to see
where it's doing? Well, we're not there yet. So does everybody kind of see what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to take one box and put it onto the desktop and the interface. So I see that not everybody has theirs up. So what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to go up to the top left corner up here to file, the top left corner, and do new. Click on new.
Okay,
now, doesn't that look a lot more familiar?
It does.
It does.
Okay, that's the program.
Okay, are we?
Yep.
We're there? All right.
Yeah.
We're there?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, once you're there, go ahead and go back to the challenge brief. I'm trying to keep everybody at the same place.
Yeah.
So I think.
Okay, so. You got it in there?
It's pretty basic.
Great. Has everybody completed their first challenge?
Yep.
I heard it over here. Progress. Yeah, we got it right here.
Yeah.
You got it over here? No?
Yeah, it did.
Yes, and the thing is it's usually
dragging. It means
the
little
arrows on the bottom.
Dragging and dropping pictures is
usually
going
10
frames.
There you go. So we're good right here. So now that everybody's actually made the program, now is what I want you guys to do. So I want you to download it onto your robots that are with you. You take those. You guys already did? All right, wonderful. Way to get ahead of this. So let's go ahead and download it onto your robot.
Then we should have a
Download it onto the robot. disconnect.
Does he have to be turned on or anything, Carmelo?
Yes, you need to turn it in.
Okay. I want that thing where it starts firing.
Orange button to turn it on. So, the orange button.
Once everybody has the program downloaded onto the robot, has it been downloaded onto, I know they're good over here.
How do we know?
Okay, I'm going to delete it now.
Actually, yes.
Since I've already accomplished our goal.
Yeah,
what's next?
Well, as soon as
how do we download it?
There, we're
going to
go to
that. That might take months.
Oh, and you said that, though. So everybody got to download it?
All right, that's what we're moving ahead.
Okay, so
shut up, geek.
I don't hear yours making noise.
Unless it's by accident.
Listen, it's making noises. I heard it.
Okay, everybody, if you want to. Now, the thing is
you kids use this for emotions.
There you go.
Actually, you guys are worse than my kids.
Because we're not sloths.
Yeah, okay. The class bully over there.
So the thing is you guys didn't name it properly.
Yep.
And is what we have to do, we have to rename the program. Because if you look according to the program sheet right here, so I can keep track of it, you have to properly name the program. So, if I see any untitled programs on these robots, you guys will get deducted a point.
It would be nice. Oh, right.
Well, I know why. It's a learning.
So you could
just
save
it. So you're new to this, so you don't want what you're not deleting. So delete the untitled one from the robot. Not from your
software creates a folder. It'll save it.
Go back up the file.
You know.
But how did it download in your automatic?
Is it doing that automatically?
So you got it hooked with the cable, right?
Yeah.
So it'll make.
Because that's how you take ownership of that program, is by having your initials by
your place down.
You can push your tab. If you go to up the file and save it.
Oh, I see this.
And then go down to save it. Save as. And then you can name the title. So I want you to name it, play a sound, and then your name.
So
different. Look at it, make sure the target should work with these kids so they know how to spell it
correctly. Or to say what are
initials. Initials. I'm going to have you guys actually go read it afterwards. But this is how I keep track of the
category.
So, if you guys
want to
get it, you guys just go ahead and go to challenge number two. Because you know how to do it. Make sure your name is on
YouTube.
Make sure
you
want to
get
it.
How are you guys doing down there? Is yours making sounds? Come on, let's hear. And it's named properly?
Yeah.
Okay, just check it.
Okay, now here's the thing is I want you to prove it to me that it's named properly. Show me. Boom. Because proof is in the pudding.
Okay,
go
so
up the file.
The
file.
I
didn't
call it.
Open.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Move onward and upward. Move to your next program, which would be number two. Use display.
Hey, can I move it next?
Excuse me, sir.
Can I just go move forward? I mean, I want
to move. You want to have to move? That's if you want to go that advanced, because I usually don't let youth progress until they get everything initialed.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we walk right there.
Back
there.
How do I
go back to the
is the funding to
Here. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
We want to jump into the heart.
Where are the
photon torpedoes?
I can fire across
the heart.
Photon torpedoes. These aren't fighting robots, but we're trying to get to that stage.
We need to.
Okay. So you guys
you've done the first challenge? Have you done the second challenge, ma'am? Okay, well, you can...
You did not say to do a second challenge.
No, well, go right ahead. Everybody's kind of like excited and wanted to go through.
We're
so, yeah,
discussing the program.
Go through and do as many of the challenges as you want to. You know how to name them properly. And it, like I said, you can show me. As long as they're named, I can go back and I can check it and I can check them all off. That's my way of tracking so that I can keep...
Are we supposed to build a song?
Well, actually, I don't have them seen just yet. These aren't bad and finished. But we're trying to get some more advanced robots where we can do that. You guys are like taking robots and kind of dance.
How do I delete this? Or no, I would do file delete.
So you guys completed the first challenge.
Yes.
You've gone to the second one. Go ahead and move on to the second challenge.
Use display.
And get through as many different challenges as you can.
Yeah, five.
Five more minutes.
So we can ask questions?
Sure.
Go, remember, it was up doing this up there.
There you go.
And usually you don't start the program until it's unplugged.
Yeah,
you unplug it and put it on the mat. Otherwise, you got to move forward or advance, you'll fall off the table, you'll fall.
What school was
you
want?
Right?
Are you thinking about it?
I don't know.
The last time
I
said
that.
The program we got here, just because it's one before, is that the new way
it does it? Yeah, the more complex it gets, the slower.
I got that.
You like the way
it works. So we're done.
Just think what it would take in order for it to leave that box, turn, go to each one of the corners,
yes,
go back to the
next spot. Here it is.
Right. You guys want to see do you think you can get it to move forward?
Try it.
See what you can do.
But if you have
just going to ask them for questions.
So I know this is really fun, but I'd like to give you the opportunity to ask any questions before we wrap up. And you're all invited to join one of our meetings, you know, where I was welcome guests.
So the most of the stuff is the software is already, these kids aren't involved in software design, this is just application.
Yeah, this is application. But it's the first, I mean, we're talking junior high school, you know. 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
So what the point of this would be is to load robots, program them.
Yes. Well, just to get them
in
a functional state.
And one important aspect of the programs, we choose robotics. It's one of the many options that we have. At some point, our stage especially mentioned that we have the option of changing to another science, you know, like life science or something. But the kids are so enthusiastic about robotics that we decided to keep it for another year. But Tech Wizard is much more than just robotics. It's just one aspect of science and technology.
I
in curriculum for
Right. Next time, make sure you unplug it before
so what are
you
supposed to be doing?
Not talk.
What are we supposed to be doing?
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say that's
going to
be 9 years.
I don't know.
Yeah, what are we supposed to be doing? We were too busy talking. We're talking about expanding the program.
Well, go to back right here. Go to back.
Because I accidentally dragged that one.
That's fine.
So what this is teaching.
So did you just delete everything we did?
No, this one's right.
Okay.
And you're on which program?
Oh,
number two? Okay. So, let's use the display.
So I suppose
I just follow step by step and it shows you what to do.
Nothing in it. I can't conquer
your job is to program.
Oh, no, I must
I don't know what degree.
So are you ready to have us wrap up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what do we need to do? Do we need to shut? What do we need to do to shut down?
Oh, we'll just leave. We'll
just, you guys will take care.
Yeah, we'll take care of it, okay. Which is fine. But we'll do a little Q&A right here.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right. Everything.
Yeah, because you want to preserve an archive of everything.
You want to make a right turn.
Ladies, gentlemen, we're going to wrap up the programming aspect of this so you guys can ask any questions you want.
So the program will be the sequence of commands all together in one file. And then you save it. And let's say you ask the robot to do five turns and then go, and that's what we need. So you can bring, you know, keep
up with the sequence. So if you go right turn and then go again, five, and you can do a left turn, five.
That combination is as a one file.
And that's
what
you name?
Yes, that's what you name. That's
what okay, to keep us on schedule, are there any questions for Donovan and Carmelo?
Any questions?
Pay attention.
Any questions, ladies and gentlemen?
We can do this again if you like to, so.
Right. Like I have you guys all as mentors.
It gets the youth very engaged. They really get into this.
Absolutely. This to me is a very rewarding program. I mean, it's fun for children of all ages.
I will tell you, having been at the robotics rally that we held this last spring and seeing the parents came for the very first time. And a couple parents would say, I heard him talking about this robot, but I didn't conceptualize what it might look like. And they were watching their son do all of this, and the pride and confidence in that young person was so exuberant. The parents were overwhelmed. The parents really had no idea and were just impressed. And I'm like, yeah, think about where these skills are going to take this young person. Who knows what kind of job that will result from all of this.
One of the things that I've had many discussions with the school boards with is these kids have got to see something at the end of all this stuff. Because they get bored, they leave it, they get excited now. They need to know, why am I doing this? And, you know, what do I care about this little robot? Who cares? Show them at the end of the tunnel that there is jobs, and with jobs comes a whole lot of things. They have to see that. If they don't, it just never gets going.
That's a really good point. That's a great point.
It is. And it's always has been a problem that some people, and I kind of thought about tackling.
Well, you're giving me an idea to think about how do we involve at the very end of this, perhaps a field trip, and we go to one of the companies that are using robots to do the procedures, and maybe Amazon will be the great place to do that. You know, Amazon, because we know there are going to be robots at Amazon, right? I mean, we know
show
that.
Them, show
I was
them.
Just going to say so that we'll is just, one of the things.
We'll take them there.
I understand that. That's great. You know, you could do that, but you need, like, maybe the president of U.S. Robotics or someone like that comes here and says, right now we're hiring 1,500 people for this job, and this is realistic, and this is all that stuff. It's just a thought. So.
Well, we're also working with universities in the area, and the idea is that kids get exposed to, you know, the possibilities of higher education and everything, and so we're doing field trips and everything, so kids are you know, we are explaining that this is not just a game, this is something that they could see as a career path. But you're right, I mean, the schools needs to, you know, you need to explain why are we doing this.
The first rally that we held 3 years ago, it was held at the Case Building. And it was phenomenal there, just for the youth to come in and see everything they did do at Case. We've been over to the Gateway campus and seen the robotics put into daily practice over there, and they've graciously offered for us to utilize the Gateway campuses to forward this program as well. You know, I mean, we've got a lot of structure in place. Carmelo's been helping. I've been doing it for, you know, this is my fourth year now, trying to get everything in place, and we're finally getting it to the point where it's taking hold, and we're progressing in leaps and bounds as we speak. So, very happy with what's happening. Are there any other questions, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, I'd like to know on the movement part, how we sequentially move one movement and then follows the next command and the next command. Because every time I save an overwrite, it just goes back to the one that I most recently saved.
And you pull out another box.
Yeah.
and that's just it.
So you keep opening pallets, yeah. Open new files.
No. It's all about the blocks. It's Lego, so once you have one block and it executes one, you pull out another box and you put another box.
Yes.
No, I don't need that.
Let us know.
Yeah.
And that is a very good question. And as you progress through the sheet, it actually teaches you that. So there's that reward system as you were talking about. No, because we did some pretty basic stuff because we were on time limits right here. But if you guys want to, I show you. I didn't have the thing to where hit the ball is a pretty complex program. The last one on the sheet.
Just
think of what it takes for it to have the Mindstorm to go there and recognize the color ball and hit the ball. I mean, that's a pretty complex sequence that the kids go to. And that's still the tip of the iceberg of what these little robots can do.
Thank you for showing interest. You know, this means a lot to us. You know, we work very hard to keep this going, so.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Donovan. I just want to also recognize that Donovan and his cohort, Mary, have been with the program all 4 years. And this last year, they received a statewide award for their work in our Tech Wizards program as a community service award for Campus Compact. So Donovan has been an absolutely wonderful resource for this program and has been a committed volunteer. So Donovan, on behalf of Kenosha County UW Extension, thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
It's
my pleasure.
Appreciate
anything
it.
I can do for the kids, that's my reward right there.
That's good. Great. All right, so we...
Let's give you a
mentor. Like I said, it's for kids of all ages.
Oh, it is genius. I didn't see your robot doing anything. It didn't even make a noise.
It makes a little smiley face.
All right, sir. I have to deduct a point for bad sportsmanship.
There was no sport. There wasn't even a competition.
Please, do you want me to deduct another point for getting lippy?
Yes.
Right. Shall we move on to educator updates, Chairman? Would that be good to go? Educator updates? Okay.
Okay. I'll start. So I'm busy coordinating the Farm Fresh Atlas fundraiser dinner, which is coming up on Tuesday night. If anyone is free and you owe someone a really fancy dinner, this would be a good opportunity. Good Milwaukee area chefs, food from local farms in Racine, Kenosha, Walworth County. So doing some deliveries of that produce actually tomorrow to the restaurants, and it's going to be pretty awesome. So far we've got about 70 people attending that event, so good for the Atlas. And we've confirmed presentations for the Rural Landowner Conference coming up in November, which will be held here. So again, if you're interested in attending, I have some brochures. And finally, just a update on new things. I met with Walworth County Ag Educators a few weeks ago to talk about equine programming in this part of the state and Illinois. And we're going to be holding a conference for horse owners sometime in February, and that'll be held here, and we're going to collaborate with a local boarding stable. So those are my new updates.
Yes, Jean and I were.
Oh, look at this! Are you guys showing off?
Oh, yes, we are. That's how it's done. I'll give you remedial.
You get the demonstration,
and
didn't
that.
You?
It's our new international harvester.
Also on September 16th, we will be starting our Master Gardener training. And Bart wanted me to mention that we have 35 people registered, about half and half. Can't be exactly half, but we've seen Kenosha participate. So we're excited about that because we don't normally have that many from Kenosha County, so it'll be a assignment. And I'm working with some of the Master Gardeners, and we're going to be putting on some garden session programming for the Boys and Girls Club starting this Friday. September we will be at Jefferson Elementary, and in October we will be at Grant Elementary.
Well, I wanted to share a new website that I've been working on developing. We took this recycle guide that has loads of information about municipal services, but also hazardous waste collection sites, and we put it into a website. So there we have it. Carmela pulled it up for us. If you just scroll down a little bit, you'll see that we're going to have a search function so that people can put in their zip code right there. Oh, a little bit more up. And it links to some mapping. If you can move it up just a tiny bit. Right there is where you'll put in your zip code, how far you'd be willing to travel, and then the waste type, recycle type, I think it says. And that would be like automotive, waste oil, car batteries, things that are not easy to find places for, electronics. There's a lot in there about lighting and medical waste. So this is a one-stop shop, really, for people that have things that they don't know what to do with. They can't just throw them into a ditch and have our public works guys run over their TVs and things. It's better to actually find a place to recycle those. So that's really exciting. It's not launched yet. We're about halfway through the development, and it's really coming along.
Are you going to put something on there if some, like, a business wants to sign up to be on that list where they can, like, contact you or type in?
Exactly. So if you go all the way to the top, Carmelo, we have a member login all the way up in that blue box there. So that's exactly the point, that the private sector recycling firms would sign themselves up and list their services and maintain it on their own, so I'm not doing a lot of, the minute I put it up there, it's outdated and nobody knows, you know, how to fix it. Everyone's going to be responsible for their own posting. So it'll be a great resource for private sector recyclers that are trying to bring business their way. And then the other thing, I got some of these brochures in the mail today from our local government center, just with some different trainings. I send them out via email, but this one was interesting because I see that our own extension specialist, Dan Bierhoff, is presenting on local government's demographics challenges, implications for counties. That's December 1st, and then there's also one for TIP, which is in the news today. Kenosha News had big thing about the city and their TIP districts. So these are low fees, WIS lines, and you can sign up. There's all information in the brochure. So thanks.
With regards to your webpage, is it going to be able to, for instance, not everybody's going to know the extension, right? I just think that maybe the county or the city, if you Google, for instance, Kenosha Recycling, will it?
It is Kenosha Recycling. KenoshaRacineRecycles.org. So there's no extension in the search, in the address.
Oh, well, if
there.
You Google Kenosha or Racine or Recycling Kenosha,
it should find it. Okay. Yep, so it's KenoshaRacineRecycles.org. Okay. For that very reason, we want to make sure people can find it. It's a one stop shop.
Are you going to be putting a link onto the county website?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to be doing outreach. I have an intern lined up that will be working with all the municipal clerks, all 13 municipalities, so that they can get their information on there and are really comfortable using it and referring callers to it, because they're the first line of defense, per se.
Great.
Okay. I don't have my 30 minutes of fame today, but I just got another announcement. I'm just a lucky guy. I wear many hats, and I work with many programs that they all, you know, involve, you know, working with bright kids. One of them is 4-H. We have the 4-H open house. It's on September 23rd, so I have some invitations here. If, you know, anyone who might be interested in joining 4-H, please take some of these, put them here. So we are in the period of enrollment, so this is the good time to market 4-H and to let people know what 4-H make the best better. Thank you.
I went to your 4-H website. I can't sign up.
Okay.
It won't let me sign my kids up, so I don't know if something's wrong. Might want to double check that.
Donna's on vacation. She's the 4-H online guru, but I'll be honest with you,
we can check with Donna's gone for a little while,
yeah,
so let's check with Bethany and see if Bethany can address
Bethany's
that issue.
Yeah, Bethany's here tomorrow, so I never know.
We do not want anyone not to have the ability to register their children. We'll get that
going. Yeah, we'll work around. So let Bethany know, and we'll work around.
Lastly, I have some updates as director. I can let you know that we did get the agricultural educator position description approved, so it should be posting this Friday, September 12th, and that will close on October 10th. So soon I will be contacting you, Supervisor Noble, to get dates for the interviews so we get those calendared. I encourage all of you, and I will send you the posting as soon as it's out. If you know of qualified individuals, please help us recruit. We need to cast that net wide and far to get qualified candidates. So it would be great. I'm also very excited to tell you that out of the blue, we got a phone call from a Kenosha news reporter who has often knows a lot about what we do, but she's often said, no one knows everything that you do, and you have so many great programs and resources. I have finally gotten approval to do a full story on the UW Extension office. And we were like, yay. So the only problem with reporters, if you've ever worked with them, is they always have these deadlines, you know, like they needed everything yesterday. Okay, so now that the reporter's in the process of contacting the educators, chatting with them to get the information, and hopefully getting some opportunities to take photos, like showing up at the open house and taking photos, and showing up at the garden event at the Boys and Girls Club and taking photos, and getting photos that we can get before the article is going to come out at the end of the month or the 1st of October. So look for that. Hopefully it's a great opportunity to expose folks who aren't as aware of all the breadth and depth of the programs that we provide. And I'm sure we won't capture them all, but it'll be good. So we're excited about that. And then I just want to mention, I know that Megan Jacob came to the county board meeting and gave a presentation on her report. And of course, there was this great, fabulous article. You all know this, but I just need to give it. She was a youth and governance member. And so we're just incredibly proud of that, and that she's just doing some really great stuff. And we're proud of all of our youth and governance youth. So when you do something great, I'll be here talking about you, too. It's a nice thing. So just excellent. And then lastly, Chairman Noble and I have been in email conversations about the review of the county budget, our office budget, and if everyone is in agreement, if we could start the meeting at 5:30 for our October 8th meeting, between 5:30 and 6, we would review our office budget as well as planning and development, and then that would be done, and then we just move right into the 6 o'clock UW Extension meeting.
And if we don't have time, we'll finish it.
We know we'll just keep moving. Well, we will be flexible enough with our agenda to just keep going. Do you know what I'm saying? So we'll get it all done between 5:30 and when you need to leave by 7.
Okay.
Okay. Is that agreeable? Does that sound like a good plan? Okay, so we'll post the meeting at 5:30.
Next month.
Yep. October 8th. And we'll cover the budget piece. Excellent.
Might want to remind us that it's a half an hour early.
I'll do that. When I send it, yeah. It will be, but you know, just so you kind of remember that it's, yeah, it will definitely be posted on the agenda.
Okay. Anything else? Any questions from anybody? We'll just go recess until 7 o'clock in the other room.
Thanks. Donovan, thank you very much.